This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
Missouri leaders looked to the future and took bold action.
Delivered on the most important pieces of legislation this session.
This session saw a number of issues, whether they were the result of the coronavirus pandemic or not. A large number of measures were considered to be priority for many, if not all, Missouri senators. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Shasta Sullivan says lawmakers met several goals this year.
Overhaul our schools, our roads, and public safety. We stood boldly before this body, hoping that we would rise to meet the challenges that were before us and deliver meaningful results that make Missourians' lives better for all families, children, and small business.
For Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City, getting to the finish line meant working with the entire Missouri Senate.
Delivered on the most important pieces of legislation this session and did some amazing stuff.
Not all of the priority legislation was first out of the gate this session, with some proposals not making the trek from the legislature to the executive branch until the final week of session. Senator Schatz says he believes the internet sales tax, prescription drug monitoring program, and infrastructure improvements were all connected in a way.
Those issues have been linked together, tied together for some time. A decision and calculus was made. If we separate the issues, compromise was made to allow those things to come to vote. And that's what separated and what made it possible to get them done. Wayfair was able to, with some negotiation, have some tax cut triggers in there also with the EITC on top of that. And the gas tax was allowed to go out on its measures without those things hanging over it.
For Senator Rizzo, police reform became the biggest victory for the year.
I think one of the biggest pieces of legislation this year when it came to criminal justice reform, there was obviously some stuff in there that some people didn't like with the residency, but overwhelmingly, by and large, that bill was a big step in the right direction of criminal justice reform.
In all, 26 Missouri Senate and 39 Missouri House of Representative bills, 3 Senate concurrent resolutions, and 1 House joint resolution were successful during the first regular session of the 101st General Assembly. Not everything was a success this session. Due to the nature of these particular items, an extra session may be called for lawmakers to reconsider these individual proposals at some point later this year. We will take a look at more specific legislation from the 2021 session next week. The legislature will adjourn sine die, or with no appointed date for a resumption, on May 25th this year, since May 30th is a Sunday. By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. This will include the 13 bills that comprise the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget, which has to be signed before the next fiscal year starts on July 1st. With some exceptions, most new laws will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.